Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What another great day to be able to study the Word of God together, going through it verse by verse, line by line, precept by precept, and sometimes even word by word, just knowing what Almighty God wants to say to us. He promised us that He would give us His Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And He also said that He would be with us to empower us to live according to that truth. And that's why we realize the Holy Spirit's our true teacher, and we always love to go to Him in prayer and ask Him to give us instruction. Pray with me, if you will. Heavenly Father, what can we say to these things? Not only have You created us and given us life and breath, but You've also extended to us Your Word by which You reveal Yourself. We're excited today to learn again from Your Word what You'd have us to know. We ask You by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and also to empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be pleasing before You. That's our desire, Lord. So bless our study, we pray, and we'll bless You as we study together. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Not Following a Stranger, and it's taken from the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 5. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." And in chapter 10 and verse 5 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him." Where we read, "And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." The verse reads, "And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him." John began with the words, "and a stranger," which means and a foreigner, alien, or enemy, will they not follow, or will the sheep in no way with or side with or accompany, but will flee from him, which means, however, nonetheless and notwithstanding, the shepherd sheep will seek safety by flight, shun, avoid, and escape from the foreign enemy. John shared how Jesus said the shepherd sheep will not accompany a foreigner or an enemy, but will rather run away from them. The verse continues, "for they know not the voice of strangers." John added the words, "for they know not," which means because, since, and on account that the shepherd sheep are unaware, do not perceive, pay attention to, or observe the voice of strangers, or the sound and tone of uttered words belonging to foreigners, aliens, or enemies. John shared how Jesus said the reason the shepherd sheep do not accompany a foreigner or an enemy and run from them is because they do not perceive, understand, pay attention to, or observe the foreigner or enemy's voice. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how important the voice of the shepherd is to his sheep. Sheep listen to their own shepherd, and they know he cares for them. They know the shepherd will provide for them and protect them should any danger come along. Jesus desires to be the great shepherd of every person who will believe and trust in him as their personal Savior and Lord. And when they yield to him, he becomes their provider and protector for everything they need. And he will forgive their sins and grant them everlasting life with his Father God in heaven. Those who are wise will not hearken to the voices of strangers, foreigners, and enemies, and will be led by the one who will care for them throughout their lives and eternity. Next time, John shares how Jesus spoke another parable unto them. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.